Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. By the way, reminder, you can also watch our show on YouTube, so please do if you get a chance. We hope to have tennis on YouTube today. We're not sure if it will be. It has to do with technology in that spot, but the station will be efforting to try to have the tennis match on YouTube. Of course, you can also listen to our show all the time on the app, spread the word, the Odyssey app, a lot of ways to interact with the radio station. Seltzer, what do we got?
You going to get on that technological stuff, help out?
Let me tell you something. Sure, right now, I'm just trying to figure out whether I show the full arsenal during warm-ups
That's a good way to start. Let's get to AMA, because they're pretty much all about tennis. Okay. From the text line, Hammer, what can you tell us about what you have in store for us today with tennis?
I can tell you a lot. Doesn't mean I will.
What will you tell us about?
Not much. Remember when you'd ask the bathroom? You remember, John, when you'd ask the teacher in class, can I go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
So, look, I could say a lot. I'm trying to be pretty close to the vest with this one.
Why?
I just don't want him to get
gamesmanship.
Intel. Yeah, I mean, we got 4 hours and 28 minutes here.
Well, here's my thing.
I don't want, like, for instance, if I say certain ways of how I hit the ball, I don't want him in the next 4 hours to go out there and find someone that hits it like that, and then he starts training on that.
In the next 4 hours?
Really, dude?
Devin.
Really?
I would.
You know you're competing against.
Okay.
Really?
You're a nut.
That's crazy. Look, I appreciate the insanity of your whole approach, but I think this is like way too insane.
Well, I'll say this. I'll try to hit the ball in. All right?
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for that.
That's what you get.
Hammer!
Great. Great AMA. Yeah. Thank you for Ask Me Anything. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Maybe you'll answer this. Yeah. Who knows? Are you nervous, Joe? Does not knowing if Jack is good mess with your head?
Yeah, a little bit. Sure, I'll admit that. I got no problem with that. I'm generally pretty confident, but sure, I'm nervous. You just don't know what you're dealing with the other guy. So, yeah, there's certain nerves there, but that's okay. I think you should have some nerves. Yeah.
Okay. Nice of you to I'm not shaking at my boots.
You know, I'm not
throwing
up. Here's
what I don't understand. I'm just being open and honest.
Just like Joe is, obviously.
You as a child, the picture that I have in my head is Lonely Hammer sitting there, you know, like, what should I watch on TV?
Flipping the pages in his baseball card book.
Older siblings, you know, like, and he's just by himself
watching TV. There's
little Joey. Flipping through his cards, his baseball cards, watching ESPN or
reading the back of the cards, learning the stats for future hammer competitions.
How does tennis even like enter the conversation? Like, who would you even play tennis?
Can I answer the question?
I know the answer to this. I think I do.
The side of the house. So the house I grew up in, we had two garages, or a garage with two doors is what I'm trying to say, and some stone in between. Bricks in between. And so I would hit the ball. I would try to hit the ball on the bricks. And if I didn't hit the bricks, I would hit the garage door. It would drive my mom nuts. But I would be out there, you know, playing for a good while.
Tennis is a big part of where you grew up, too. Like, Huntington Valley, that whole I think, at least. Like,
I had no friends in the neighborhood.
Like, Brian Seltzer used to work at a tennis shop in Huntington Valley.
I don't know anything about that.
Did you know that?
No.
The great Brian Seltzer?
I did not.
That's how I met Brian Seltzer in a tennis shop when he was stringing rackets. No.
So this is part of what young Joe did to bide his time.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just watching TV
and
watching the games. If he was doing something...
I did.
It was playing tennis by himself.
It's easier to do that than play
against
football.
Against the garage door.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to play tennis by yourself than football
by
yourself.
Well, that makes sense. So that does feel like you've got a lot of reps in preparation for this.
I would hope so.
It also makes me want... Jack says it's like riding a bike. You say it's like riding a bike because you actually have the child experience.
That's right. That's fair.
How in the world does Jack have the child experience?
We'll find out. We'll find out in a couple hours. Be at FDR Park, 11:30 today.
FKR Park.
No,
Ross
that
Tiger
was funny.
Oh
my
God. Let's do one more. And this is a good question from Jersey Joe on Twitter.
I'll be the judge.
I would like to know the answer to this too. Joe.
What?
If you lose today's tennis match, will you concede to Jack?
No.
Knowing the running event is up next?
No.
Or are you going to fight till the end?
No, I fight to the end.
He says, no pressure day, but all caps, today is a must win.
Fight to the end. But I will say, I'd like to drill down this week on the length of the run. I mean, at some point, we got to decide. 100 meters, 100 yards, one lap. Like, what are we doing?
How far do you want
marathon,
to be?
One of those.
I mean, marathon. Come out and watch our marathon.
Oh, God.
I don't know, John. We'll figure it out. All right, with that AMA, we shut it down. All right. It's got a lot of calls in here. You heard matter of fact, if you didn't hear what was said yesterday after the game by Max Kepler, let's give you a little taste because he said a lot post-game. He unveiled his mindset of what's going on this season. Here's part of what he said to Tom McCarthy and John Kruk after the game.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so...
That's it.
But yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there. But, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately. But I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing. And try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I laid down a bunt in New York. And if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective. And I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think.
It really is.
It was a very interesting series of answers that he gave both in that interview and then later by his locker. All right, to the phones. Your reaction to all of it. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good, bud.
Great, Patrick.
Hey, real quick, I gotta hit Seltzer. I gotta ding him up a little bit. How about some Cream Anyone for Tennis for a theme song coming back from break there, Mr.
Okay, Seltzer. I can make that happen.
There you go, brother.
That's a deep cream cut.
Yes, it is. Listen, Kepler and well, Joe, you listen, Taiwan Walker. That was the last year. I went to 5 games. Every game I went to, he started. And for this guy to sustain what he did and to come back, you know what I mean? And then, like, they put him in a bullpen.
Yeah.
Much, much props, man. I tip his cap. As far as Kepler goes, play better ball. Play better ball. And then we're going to back off a little bit. John Ritchie, I heard what you said, you know, not defending him, but, you know, kind of like getting a little, you know, dive into his psyche and whatnot. But that's everybody in baseball. Everybody's struggling at some point, mm-hmm. you know. But, like, at this point, I'm not worried about his psyche. I'm worried about results, you know. And Seltzer, I'm with you, man. Like, you know, it's nice to see him do a little bit here. And I don't know. I'm not a Kepler guy. And, you know, like, being a fan is so hard. I was thinking about this with Dombrowski. I thought they were done, not going to do anything. And, like, it's so hard when, at least for me, when you're a fan, to, like, try to make you know, sane, rational, you know, thoughts and decisions, or not decisions, but, you know, what's going on with your team. And it's just like, listen, this Duran guy, just, you know, again, what he's done just with that first night, he just injected this team with something that they didn't have all year.
Yeah.
So, like, things are, it's a snowball starting to, you know, to gather some momentum here.
Yeah, it's exciting. Right? It's exciting, Patrick, to start feeling excited again, because even when they, you know, were 10, 15 games above 500 at sure. most stretches this year, it just kind of felt like a drag, which is weird, but it just yeah. did. And it finally has some juice in a really good way.
Yeah. And Joe, listen, speaking of juice in a good way, dude, you got this. It's in the bag. You know, just go back to your little childhood memory. You're playing tennis against the brick wall.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
You know, just, but, you know, make him run. Make him run.
Yeah, make him run and make him hit backhands. Patrick, yep. Give me an answer. Here's a little insight for you.
A little bit.
Patrick, a funny scene involving a female character.
So I got two dogs. My oldest dog, Stella, God, she's blind. I had to remove her eyes. She's so old, but she's doing great. You know, she woke up and, like, just had evacuated all contents from herself this morning. So that's what I woke up with.
Good Lord.
And I was like, Stella. So it made me think of Elaine when she took too many muscle relaxers on Seinfeld down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going,
that's so good.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Staying with the Seinfelds. That's a great answer.
Patrick, good answer. And when you talk about Elaine from Seinfeld, I mean, there could be 50
There's
different answers.
There's a lot of them.
Seriously. Okay. Seriously. 215-592-9494 to get in on all of this. All right, Merrill Reese is going to join us coming up today at, let me look at the time, 7:45 today for Merrill on the Eagles. He's a big tennis player as well, by the way, so we'll get Merrill's thoughts on the competition between...
I was at training camp with him last week, and that's all he wanted to talk about was your stupid... Oh.
Was it really?
I was like, Merrill, really? He's like, I was a tennis player. I don't even feel the heat. I don't sweat at all.
That's classic.
See, real quick, that's Merrill saying he would have played in the heat, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Merrill Reese, tougher than Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera.
Maybe. All right, so Alvarado's statement, we'll get to that. Merrill at 7:45, phone calls and all of it, more of the Kepler audio. And Sirianni on who to play and who to sit. What he said yesterday, which was 2 days before game day, you'll hear it all coming up next, plus your calls on all these topics on 94WIP.
Is your home keeping up with the summer weather? Now, summer weather can mean everything from storms to heat waves and can lead to increased energy demand in your home. So get ahead of potential electrical problems before it's too late. Call the experts at Horizon Services for all of your home's electrical needs. Horizon Services, they have same-day service, so you won't be waiting around worrying in the sweltering heat or stuck without power after a big storm. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a new whole home generator, Horizon is giving you $1,500 off installation plus 0% financing. As always, thanks to Horizon's expert team, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So keep your family cool and comfortable and your electric bills down this summer with Horizon. Click or call day or night. Horizon, they are available 24/7 to help with all of your home needs. Schedule a visit right now at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
That's right. It's tennis day. Competition number three between Jack Fritz and...
Hammer! Bang! Can't wait.
Thank you very much. Hey, hope you're out there today. So the Phillies play at 12:30. Citizens Bank Park, South Philadelphia. We're going to be really close, like across the street at FDR Park. So please come on over if you can. Obviously, if you're driving down to the game, just get there like a little early because our tennis competition is at 11:30. So you can park, find parking. Obviously, if you're going to the game, we'd encourage you to park in the Phillies parking lot because you'll get a spot right there. Walk across the street. Boom. Good to go. 11:30 for the tennis match. Now, we'll have Merrill Reese on at 7:45 today. Yes. To talk some tennis. If you don't know, he's a huge tennis player through the years, but also some Eagles football as well. We had the great honor of being at Merrill's house last night. Always good to see him and his wife as they hosted a bunch of us prior to the start of the season, an annual tradition that they do. So wonderful seeing Merrill. We look forward to having
him
on the show.
Important question here. Right. I mean, I think everyone knows. Did you bring the bottle of champagne? I mean, we know the history, you know?
I didn't even think to ask last night. Did you? Joe?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
I did not.
What's wrong with
you? I did not.
Why?
There was a lot going on yesterday.
No.
Very busy.
This is nonsense.
It is unfortunate. It is.
Buy 10 bottles of champagne and keep them and just give them to one each. Like, this is not that hard.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have that much room in my apartment.
No excuses. This is nonsense.
It's not good.
If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, it's your fault.
It may be.
100% on you.
So that is unbelievable.
Yeah. What a loser move by you.
I think you might lose tennis now today.
I was an hour late to his house last night.
Don't care. Be an hour and a half late if you have to get the champagne. What's more important? You're already an hour late.
Number one.
Come through for the
number
Eagles.
Number one. Did any of the freaking four of you represent our union yesterday in a negotiation with our company? No. So I did that for 2 hours. Then I had to go to freaking physical therapy to get ready for my freaking tennis match as I'm dealing with a freaking groin injury. Anything. Then I did sneak in a small nap. It was only about an hour and 15 minutes.
An excuse?
Yeah, it's just full
you asked
of
me. You asked me for what happened. I'm all telling right. you what happened. Hey, then I got to his house an hour late.
I took some champagne for him, so maybe that will help.
Look at that,
John Ritchie.
Thank you for your service.
Maybe that'll help.
Wait, was that Alicia's idea or yours?
It was mine, actually.
Here's what it comes down to. If they lose the Super Bowl, don't win it, it's because of Joe. If they win it, it's because of John.
Yes! Oh, yes! Ritchie coming through in the clutch. Well done, John. All right, I like it. So thank you for saving the day. You know what? I like that more than the Alvarado statement. Let me get to the Alvarado thing real quick here. It's like story number 10 today because there's so much going on. I found his apology yesterday a little annoying. Because I don't know if he's saying he did it on purpose or he didn't do it on purpose. So, Alvarado's statement, because, you know, he's going to be back with the big league club, you know, in a couple weeks. And here's what he said yesterday. He said, May 18th was a very difficult day for me. That day, and he says some nice things, you know, I want to be clear before I get to this. This is an all big rip, but like, yeah. May 18th was a very difficult day for me. That day, MLB announced the positive result of a doping test conducted in March 2025. I am fully aware that using prohibited substances is wrong, and I would never intend to do so because I have always had great respect for the game, my organization, my teammates, and the fans, all of whom I want to offer my sincerest apologies. I made a mistake, and therefore I have faced the consequences set forth by MLB. Going forward, my focus is on working hard to help the team win. Once again, I offer my deepest apologies to the Phillies organizations, my teammates, my family, my country, Venezuela, the city of Philadelphia, and the fans who have supported me, especially the children and young people. There is always a lesson to be learned in every mistake. I thank God for giving me the strength to overcome the situation. I am glad to be back and ready to support the team. So, like, I love so much of what he said. I just wish there was clarity. Is he saying he did it intentionally or unintentionally?
He's very clearly saying he made unintentionally.
So just say that.
Agreed.
Well, he said he made a mistake.
Well, but when you say I made a mistake, that can be one of two things. I took something that I thought was okay to take,
but
and it's my mistake.
At the beginning, I would never knowingly.
Hold on, and it's my mistake for not looking further into it, or I did something on purpose and I got caught.
He says at the very beginning, I would never knowingly take it. Like, he gets that out of the way at the beginning.
He does say that.
So you have to take both sentences together. The first one, he says, I would never knowingly take it. And then he says, I made a mistake. He's clearly saying, I made a mistake and took something I shouldn't have, but I didn't know.
Here's the thing.
That
he's
had
not
something
clearly
in it.
Saying it, but I think that's what he's saying. So,
I mean, I think he clearly says I would never knowingly take something. The first thing he says is I didn't do this on purpose. Like, that's very clear to me.
Well, and even Dave Dombrowski in the past has basically said, like, he didn't know. Like, they didn't know that it was going to show up positive on
I'm a huge Alvarado fan. I pitch him as soon as he's ready and help the team try to win the division and hopefully get a bye. But I don't know. I mean, look, most of what he said here is really, really nice. I mean,
About 3 months too late.
He really hurt them, Rhea.
Yeah. It's about 3 months too late.
Yeah, he just left, remember?
He just left. So, is this very nicely written? Sure. He completely screwed them.
He did.
So, In a big way.
Have to know. Your job as a professional athlete is to know what is going in your body. If you're unsure, you take it and get it tested.
And I'm eating
100% correct.
Pistachios.
You're not a professional
athlete. Is this
athlete.
No, me and Fritz today. Is this against the rules?
Are you getting drug tested?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Should you be?
I think they might have already had to do that if you're going to get the results by today.
Maybe. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything. Let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. We do look forward to having Merrill on the show in about 20 minutes. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Rhea. How's everybody doing today?
Morning.
What's up, JP?
When I was in grade school, I played basketball, right? And I was third string. And I knew my role. And I never went up to the coach and said, hey, man, can you like just play me like first string or something?
Yeah,
I never got that. I knew my role. I accepted it. I was third string. Like, I promised him I would put him in. Like, what is that? I don't get it. I was really frustrated when I saw Kepler in the lineup last night. You trade it for Bader, and you're not going to use him when the night before he does like a 3-run homer. It just frustrates me, but at the same time, I'm still not getting any sleep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You got to get sleep, man.
I'm up later than expected.
He said he wakes up at 4, so he goes to bed early normally.
And things are looking good for the team. I mean, Topper he's tweaking things the right way, even though it was unconventional, I guess, the way that he went about getting Kepler out there last night. Kepler's producing where he wasn't before, and it sounds like he's coming to grips with figuring out how to produce at a more regular rate.
Look, he did it for a game, man. Let's rein it in.
Maybe a little fire, and if it continues, then I'm all for it. But just I didn't.
It's possible we'll never see him again.
It is possible.
That's the last game he'll ever play as a Philly.
You're right, actually. That could be. Yeah,
that's a good point, John. Like maybe Topper said like I'll let you play tomorrow, but that's or let you play tonight, but that's it. Like we're going with Bader. Could be. Yeah.
JP, to be clear, it's not just going with Bader. What John's saying is they could go to Crawford.
You're right.
Because, I mean, that could happen really, really soon.
I mean, you guys heard me last Friday. I was excited for Johan and Bader. I was like, man, why don't we get, like, a better hitter? But then now, like, that's the great thing about being a fan. You get frustrated, you get excited. That's a true fan. To me, that's a fan. Anyway, for my female scene involving a female, the guy took my thing. I'll have what she's having. But I'm gonna go with a scene that involves five women and bridesmaids when they're in the bathroom and they're all like taking a dump.
And,
oh dear God! And the one, Melissa McCarthy's like, it's coming out like lava.
Yep.
Alzheimer.
Yep.
All right. So Devin and James, you guys know it. That one works.
Oh,
It's the funniest scene in the movie by far, without a doubt.
Okay.
One correction though, it wasn't in the bathroom. I don't believe.
Melissa McCarthy was in the bathroom. Maya Rudolph was in the street. He's talking about the Melissa McCarthy part. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Five women go in the bathroom at the same time. Fair enough. Devin Caney.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For those that don't know, Devin is a sideline reporter again this year for the WIP broadcast of Eagles games. Of course, last year took over down the stretch and has assumed the mantle.
I'm very
game one on. Congratulations,
excited Adam. To thank you so much. Yes. Very excited to be back. Excited to get a full season under my belt, and pressure's on. I can't promise that I'll keep them undefeated. People keep saying that and reminding me of that at training camp. So just don't yell at me if they ever lose a game down the stretch. But
down the stretch, week two.
Well, you think they're going to lose to the Chiefs?
Yeah, KC.
No, come on.
Yeah, 1-1.
Nah.
And week two loss.
They own the Chiefs.
I'm just saying. I mean, this whole undefeated Caney thing, it's gonna be over at some point.
Well, thank you for the inspiration and positivity.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, you said down the stretch, we think they're starting freaking 12-0.
They'll probably lose a preseason game, so we'll just get it out of the way quick.
That don't count. You excited? You excited though? All jokes aside,
I am beyond excited. I had the best time at the end of last season. You know, working the sidelines for the final seven games. Last one being the Super Bowl. It was surreal. Mike Merrill, Joe McPeak, our producer, you know, really took me under their wings, and their support and everything just means a lot to me. So I'm excited to be back.
Good, good. Well, we look forward to having Merrill on the show in about 15 minutes. Merrill, Mike, and Devin. Obviously, this football season game is tomorrow. All right, full disclosure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Be honest. I don't even know if it's a home. I don't. Two things. I don't know if it's a home or road game.
It's
I don't
a
know
home game.
I don't, know who, they're playing.
The Bengals. We talked about it yesterday.
Bengals, the Bengals. That's right.
They're playing.
Burrow's
their
playing. Yeah, yeah, Burrow's playing.
Yes.
So, you know.
The first two preseason games are home. Final one is away.
Very good. Let's listen to Sirianni. He's got some decisions to make on whether to play guys or not play guys. You know, every coach is tasked with this. It seems like in recent years it's become easier. Just basically don't play dudes. But Sirianni's got Vic Fangio, who does, it seems, like to play players more than other coordinators. Sirianni yesterday on the process.
What are you most eager to see on Thursday night? And defensively, do you let Vic have a say in whether he wants to play guys, certain guys or not?
Yeah, ultimately, at the end of the day, Howie and I have to make those decisions of who's playing. Obviously, I listen to input from all our coaches, what they think and what they're feeling. But at the end of the day, just like everything, I got to make some final decisions. But yeah, we talk through everything.
It was a very interesting way because you don't normally hear the GM. Now it's the preseason, but it was, you know, John, like, and I'm not, there's no controversy here. I think Howie should be involved because I think it's his decision on who gets cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's his decision who gets cut or Sirianni's decision.
It's both.
But at the end of the day,
get in a meeting.
The final player, you got this guy can be 53, he makes the team. This guy's 54, he doesn't make the team. Sirianni or Howie? Rhea, who makes the call? At the very end of the day, in a month, within 3 weeks, when it's time to set the roster, who has the final say on whether a guy makes the team or not?
Howie.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
So is it...
Vic Fangio said, who did he say about he brought him a player?
Adoree Jackson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it, you know, it didn't look like he asked for Adoree Jackson. He said... Howie signed him, so he's here.
So,
that's basically what he said.
So are we, like, Howie having a say on who plays? Because, you know, if this is coming off a 6-11 season, everyone's in a bad mood when they hear that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, remember week...
Who's on the roster, but he doesn't tell... I think it's clear Vic Fangio, at least in his case, will play who he wants to, and Bryce Huff didn't play last year.
I have a feeling...
I don't know about that, because you know what Sirianni's saying? At the end of the day, it's me and Howie. It's not Vic Fangio.
Yeah. Vic Fangio is deciding who's playing on defense.
I have a feeling Jakorian Bennett has a major opportunity to play a lot.
Well, he does.
Oh, yeah.
And Vic Fangio, in part, had a lot to say on Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo, and that's why Jakorian Bennett's here. That's it. You know, they have these discussions, how he acts on them, and he is so proactive, almost like moving ahead of time, ahead of where the coaches are thinking. But this is all one very functional organization where they get it done. If the players that they have, and it's been, you know, it feels like 8-10 practices that they've allowed Adoree Jackson, Keely Ringo, those guys to compete it out. And Vic and Howie said, well, hey, we got to take action now. We have to add another chess piece to the mix to see if you can compete and win this spot.
Another option.
Because this defense really is going to be about chess pieces. We now have created, next level complexity as well. Like, so a cornerback with experience is advantageous when this defense is not going to start where it started last year. It's going to start at a much more advanced level where all these guys know their buddies' jobs, and coming in from the outside, like Adoree Jackson, Keely Ringo, who's been here but mostly playing special teams, they need to get up to speed or else they will be passed by Jakorian Bennett because he's a guy who's been around this league for a while. He's got 11 starts under his belt over 2 seasons, and he's a guy who came in here and said, you know what, I do not plan to be a backup. I'm here to start. That's what I do, yeah.
When did he say that?
I don't know.
Did you just make that up, John?
Well, was it in the last 2 weeks or was it in the last 2 weeks?
No, well, because he was at practice yesterday. We didn't talk.
This was at practice. Okay. This was out there at practice.
Seltzer, we got Walter Cronkite here reporting. Yeah.
This is a guy who expects to be.
No, I get what you're saying.
In Las Vegas, he's not here to sit and watch, he's here to compete and win that starting job.
Yeah, no, he should have that mindset. All right, there's a lot going on. The Phillies, what Kepler said, we'll play more of that audio. Me and Jack today in tennis. Come on out if you can, 11:30 for the tennis match at FDR Park. That's just an hour before Phillies' first pitch. So obviously we hope a lot of you that are coming down to the Phillies game today, come on out and watch us at FDR Park. Park in the parking lot at the Phillies, walk right on over. Simple, really simple. Let's go to the phones. Also, Merrill in about 7 minutes joins the show. Rick in Easton right now. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to do a fake snore in the beginning of this call.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a riot yesterday.
Yeah, it was funny.
You know what? When World War III hits, Joe, you better only take Rhea in a foxhole with you with that support you have in that studio, buddy.
She's the only anyway. One here that I can confirm is even rooting for me.
100%.
Really?
No, I do appreciate it, Rhea. I do. I make no bones of that.
We love you. We love you, Rhea.
So,
this is the first time, even when they had Brad Lidge, that I'm hoping the Phillies don't score more than 2 insurance runs. It's unbelievable. I don't want to see this guy go out and pitch. It's really a pretty good feeling. It almost reminds me of when 3-on-3 hockey first came out and the Flyers lost a 2-1 lead with about a minute left in the game. My kids hated this. Mm. I was happy. I wanted to see 3-on-3 hockey. I didn't want to see the Flyers win 2-1. That's just me. But I'm telling you, this closer, the anticipation alone, it's going to be so electric. I'll be there today. It's going to be interesting if he has to play today because there's no light show. So it's going to be pretty cool.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Afternoon game.
Yeah. It's
right.
Not going to hit the same in the daylight, I don't think.
But my only concern with this team is they have to get the setup situation down, because when you face good pitching staffs back to back to back in the playoffs, and you do have to start your playoffs at home, starting on the road, you're not going to have that light show if you're playing 3 games on a road. You have to have home games, and you're going to face pitching staffs back to back to back. They're going to have to get Kirkring, and they're going to have to get Strom right to get to Duran. That's just my thoughts on this whole playoff run.
Well, to be fair and clear, Kirkring's been pretty good this year, and while Strom has not been as good this year as last year, you know, it's not an abject disaster this year. I mean, his ERA is still, I think, what, James, mid-3s, maybe even a little lower. It's been pretty solid. Now, I felt like he put some inherited runners across this year, a little bit more clip. I don't know the numbers for sure off the top of my head. But, I think this thing's going to be easier when they're in a lesser role. And they're also going to have probably Lizardo. You know, they could have Painter and John Ritchie, dare I say it. And Taijuan Walker helping him in the bullpen.
And I feel like he might be able to give us a couple innings that I feel okay about.
Maybe. I'm just, you know,
he's
what, Rick?
Locating.
If Taijuan Walker comes into a playoff spot and comes through, I'm going to freaking fall out of my freaking apartment.
He's coming through.
I hope not,
because
I'm in the ninth. I was going to say out of my chair, but that's not big enough.
I think it would be more surprising if he didn't perform than if he did. Like, he has been consistent all season.
He's been pretty solid. He really has. It's amazing. Rick, I need an answer from you. Funniest scene ever involving a female character.
Well, I think the winner's in a clubhouse already, but if you ever saw It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, at the end when Ethel Merman came in with her big mouth and she slipped in the hospital bed, that was a riot, that scene. Did you see that?
I don't, you know, I think I might have seen it prior. Like, I haven't seen the movie, but it rings a faint bell in my mind.
If you ever get a chance, you got to see it. It's classic. Spencer Tracy, they had such a cast. It's a mad, 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 mad world. But, hey, good luck today, my friend.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that, man. Let's get to our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's Armin Chevy.com together. Let's try. First poll question with the Eagles. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as their primary punt returner this season? With the official depth chart that came out earlier this week, they list him as of this week as the punt returner. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I was okay with it last year. You know, they were obviously transitioning away from Covey after the injury. You know, I mean, did any of us initially know how good Cooper DeJean was? No. And then they had this, you know, thing where they're on a roll and they just kept going, and I was okay with it. Not totally comfortable, but okay. Full season here, to me, he's a star. He's a guy that could be making a lot of all pros, not just Pro Bowls, all pros in the years ahead. I would not risk having him as the primary punt returner. But as of now, they list him as such. So you can weigh in on that one. The second poll question, with me and Jack in the tennis competition today, should the crowd be allowed to make noise during the points? So, Seltzer, what is your gut tell you on how this should go on that issue?
I just don't think it's enforceable. I mean, we can ask people to not make noise, and I think most people won't. I think people are pretty respectful. But, I mean, if someone makes noise, I don't think there's like a recourse for it, like other than playing over the point, which I think would be dumb.
Yeah, we can't replay the point.
Then it's another point. Then someone else does it because the point got replayed and they want to do it. Like,
exactly.
Just, I think it's just, it is what it is and we deal with it. And, and like, I think at best you ask people, like at the very beginning, someone gets on a megaphone or something. Ava would be good. And get
neutral party person, right?
And she's good at that. Ava, you know, she can get loud. She knows how to command a crowd.
Yes,
she's really good at that.
Get
Ava on the megaphone and just be like, hey, please be quiet during the points.
Yep. Look, you can weigh on all of it, 215-592-9494. The afternoon show weighed in on a lot yesterday, including a theme that they keep coming back to related to this competition, which is my body. And it's a little offensive. Let's listen to the latest nonsense that these guys said.
What I can't figure out is again, how hurt is it?
The groin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got or
whatever.
Let's
play possum.
Yeah. I think he's lying.
Yeah, I think he's lying.
I think he's trying to throw me off, throw everyone off. Like, I think he's trying to. I think he's aura farming, as the kids say.
Okay, so he comes out. He looks like what's his name?
Kirk Gibson and Willis Reed.
Willis Reed. Yeah. He's gonna come out there injured or whatever.
Yeah,
because the way
he's aura farming.
The way in tennis that you have to plant.
Devin, I heard you be the only one to react. What does that even mean? Aura farming.
I'm cracking up that Jack just used that term. It's like, I guess Gen Z's use it a lot more than, you know, older generations these days. I don't think he used it properly, though. So aura farming is when, like, say I'm at training camp and I walk past Jalen Hurts and Jason Kelce and I immediately give my phone to someone and I'm like, take a picture of me. But, like, I don't even just pose like a fan. I try to act like I'm, like, friends with them. Do you know what? Like,
you're
that's
trying to be cool.
Aura farming. Like, I'm trying to make myself appear cooler than I am. So I don't think Jack used it properly.
Yeah, it wasn't used properly.
It was definitely not used properly. He was using the wrong
I only know this because I have to interpret
my
son.
You're cool. Yeah. You don't have to explain why you know
No,
it.
No,
cool.
I know because I have
Clark,
a teenager.
Clark would know better than me.
No, he uses these phrases and I go, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I didn't know
he
it.
He talks to me sometimes and I have to write them down.
Here's what I do know that Jack said. He's calling me a liar.
Yeah.
He is calling you a liar.
He's calling me a liar.
They all are, it sounds like.
Yes, I got an injection in my groin. I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you this. It has made a positive difference. So if you see me running out there today and looking good side to side, returning the ball and all that.
Well, I can't imagine you looking good.
Well, we'll see. But it doesn't mean I wasn't injured or am not somewhat injured. But I can certainly report, to put my Walter Cronkite hat on myself, I can report, John, this is true. The injection helped. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the injection.
I'm only going to believe it if it comes from John, a.k.a. the real Walter Cronkite on the show.
Injection will help heal.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, one more thing from the afternoon, guys, and then right to Merrill, who, of course, is ready to rock here. But, you know, there is this overall. So this is competition 3 of 5 today. Jack and Spike, they weighed in yesterday on the overall outlook of this competition. And the audio's not ready. Audio's not ready. All right. Audio's not ready. Let's talk to the great Merrill Reese. The last time Merrill called a game, it was the greatest. Let me get the exact words here. Hold on. Merrill, help us out. The last time you called a game, it was what a game, what a season, what a game, what a team, what a season. The greatest Eagles team we have seen in modern history. Merrill Reese, good morning, sir.
Morning, Joe. Good to speak with you.
Thank you, Merrill. You excited for Eagles football tomorrow night, Merrill?
I am. I couldn't be more excited. I love the You know, a lot of times you go into these preseason games. I remember Stan Walters used to say, "I hate these preseason games. Get them over with." I enjoy them because I go to training camp every day and I see.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
These guys run the drills, and now you get to see the young players in real time playing real football.
Yeah.
And I enjoy watching the different position battles. So I look forward to Thursday night very, very much.
So, Merrill, I have shifted my mindset, honestly, probably in just about the last 2 years, where I now focus, as you do, on, all right, let me see the young guys. There are a couple spots up for grabs from a starting standpoint. Obviously, there's a bunch of spots up for grabs with backups. And I just sort of view it through that prism instead of what I had, you know, earlier this decade, which is the disappointment of I don't get to see the real star players play and most starters play. And I think making that transition in my mind has honestly helped me embrace what we have. Because, John, you know, this is what we have. I mean, we can bang our head against the wall from now until forever and say I'm disappointed I don't get to see Saquon and AJ and Jalen, and, you know, but it's a losing battle. I mean, it's every, you know what I mean? Every year, every game, every, you know. So, Merrill, it is what it is. All right, Merrill, your outlook. First off, let me say this. It was wonderful being with you and Cindy last night. It is an annual tradition where you host so many of us to sort of kick off the season. So let us say thank you to you. It was a joy.
You are more than welcome. We love it. It's a great get-together, a great tradition.
A great tradition. So, Merrill, what is your outlook for the coming season? For everyone who perhaps has not heard from you for a couple of months, and we got a new team, we got the free agency and the draft, and the schedule's out, and this thing's about to get cranked up. What is your mindset for the coming season?
Well, as they go into September 4th, they will be the best team in the National Football League. They have the best roster. They have the most stars. They have great coaching. They will be the best team in the National Football League. But my word of caution is the fact that it's 17 games over 18 weeks, and you can take a 14-3 team, as the Eagles were last year, actually 18-3, including the playoffs and Super Bowl. And you can take a team like that, and if you have the wrong injuries at the wrong time, it can change everything. Now, you talked about the fact that we won't see any regulars tomorrow night. The fact I thought I was not in favor of that. I thought in those first 3 years that Nick ought to be playing some. If you saw the first, and this is traditional, you saw the first unit offense for two series in the first preseason game, and then they had what they used to call the dress rehearsal game, where you'd see them for almost a half. I thought that was the way to go. You had to have them in sync when the season began. Otherwise, you would see sloppiness. And I thought Dan Campbell in Detroit was doing, and watching Hard Knocks and all this, they come out hitting from the first day of the practices, and they play regulars, and right through the preseason they play their regulars, and then when the season begins they are ready. And for much of last season, those Lions were the best team in football. But what happened? You got into the playoffs, and they had 18 guys on injured reserve. Nick did it his way. He doesn't overhit them. There's some thud tempo at training camp. Occasionally somebody's tackled. But he keeps it relatively light. There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of studying. There's a lot of drills. And they're well coached. But rarely, I don't think you'll see a starter in the preseason, except maybe a starter who might be a potential starter battling for a job. But for the most part, you're not going to see the key players out there at all during the preseason. So what happens? The season sometimes starts a little bit rocky. But when the Eagles went into the playoffs last year, they had 22 healthy starters.
Yeah.
That was a huge part of it. The only one who they lost in the playoffs was Nakobe Dean. But this team, they were very, very healthy, and that is a big part of attempting to repeat.
Merrill, how familiar are you with aura farming? I'm just kidding. We got a lot up in the air with our secondary right now. How do you make sense of who's going to be populating the secondary? Opposite Reed Blankenship, opposite Quinyon Mitchell. What's going on back there?
Well, I mean, you have a couple of guys who are talented. Keely Ringo is a good football player, a young football player. So these preseason games will be important to him. And Adoree Jackson, who they brought over, another guy who has made some plays. The other safety from Reed Blankenship, in my opinion, I think they have a lot there in Sidney Brown.
Yeah.
I think he is a big hitter. There are certain things that he has to refine in his game, but he is a worker. He is a driven man. I'm not worried. Every team is going to have a couple of those along the way. I mean, you have a new guard in Tyler Steen. But they'll work that out. So I think they have the talents. I think they have the talent to put the pieces together.
Are we planning to throw the ball more to our backs this season? Because when I'm out there at training camp, I feel like I see this every year. I feel like I come away from practice saying, oh, man, this is it. We're going to screen them. We're going to run the backs. We're going to motion the backs out of the backfield and make like they're wide outs and throw them the ball all over the place. Check it down. Check through. Check slow flat. But then during the regular season comes and it never really happens the way I'm hoping. Is it going to happen this year?
I think John, that's a game by game type of thing as the defense lines up and who they're playing and what they deem to be the weaknesses in that defense. I think some weeks you will see some screens. I think Will Shipley has soft hands. He can work the ball well on those screen passes and on those dump offs. But I think for the most part, there's going to be games when you see Saquon Barkley take the ball and just take it down their throat time after time after time. So what happens? They go into the Super Bowl in Kansas City, and Steve Spagnuolo says the way to beat the Eagles is we stop Saquon Barkley. Make Jalen Hurts beat us with his arm. Well, he did.
Sure did.
And he can, and he has great receivers. So it will be a game-by-game, not decision so much as a game-by-game evolution depending on what the defense is doing.
The great Merrill Reese with us here. Of course, starting another season as the Eagles announcer tomorrow night, Eagles first preseason game. Merrill, Mike, and Devin. I know, Merrill, you're very happy for Devin and happy to be working with Devin because of the job she did last year down the stretch with you guys.
She did a wonderful job, and she's a very talented broadcaster, and she knows her football, and she works hard. Devin was out of training camp every day this year. I think she'll do a terrific job.
So thank you, Merrill. I appreciate that.
So Merrill, the week one versus the real week one, not tomorrow, but the real week one versus Dallas. You know, a lot of people didn't like it. Some people thought Dallas not good enough. Washington could have been the game. The Rams, which was the closest game the Eagles played last year in the playoffs, could have been the game. What did you make of how the NFL landed on Eagles Cowboys Thursday night to kick off the season?
You know, Joe, that is still the game that Eagles fans, either if it's a great Dallas team or a mediocre Dallas team, but if you talk about who the rival is for all these years. Now, I understand that the Giants and the Commanders think that Dallas is their number one rival too, but here in Philadelphia, you talk Eagles, Dallas, and it immediately makes your heart beat a little faster.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy with it. I mean, Merrill, I think it's really cool that the Eagles get to have that ceremony in front of the Cowboys. I mean,
oh, I do too.
Right? I mean, that's awesome. It's phenomenal.
I do too. Well, just look, the way this schedule shapes out with Dallas and then at Kansas City. I mean, the second week at Kansas City. We talked about that before, that the Eagles don't like being called defending champions because each season is different and it starts anew and there are different players out there and different coaches in some areas. The fact of the matter is the Eagles won Super Bowl 59, which will make them the number one target of every team they play this year. Every team is going to be up to give them their best bolt every single week. But you look at the schedule with Dallas and then Kansas City and then the Rams and then Tampa Bay. You'll remember Tampa Bay last year was also the fourth game in September. And what a disaster. The Eagles were awful. Now, they had some key injuries in that game. But we left Tampa, and my son said to me, Nolan was our statistician in that game. He came in from California, and he said to me, Dad, this is going to be a long season. And I said, Nolan, they're going into the break, into the bye right now. You watch this team as the season goes on. Yeah. And that's the whole thing this year. This is a great team going in. Now, if early in the season they struggle a little bit, if after eight games they're 4-4, everyone's going to think the sky is falling. But it's not. This is the kind of team that can progress and then win eight of their last nine games.
Merrill, you are somewhat of an expert at tennis as well as football. How much of a chance does Joe have against a man much his junior in Jack Fritz?
Yeah, I think Joe's going to win this thing. Now,
you do?
Wow, there it is.
Well, why?
First of all, Joe, hit your hard serve down the middle at about 80 miles an hour if you can. And then go to your second serve. If you are serving to the deuce court, I would lean back and hit an American twist that kind of hits and bounces over his shoulder. What, if you can handle those kind of things, you'll be fine.
Merrill, you're the man. That was awesome.
Merrill, is it? That sounds like a plan.
An American twist. I didn't even know that was a real thing. I love it.
Is it possible for Joe to win at tennis without moving?
Or without having the American twist? Because I got to say, Merrill, even yes. John McEnroe is weighing in right now.
You cannot be serious.
I mean, I'm going to do my best, but I don't have the American twist in my back.
Well, maybe you do.
If you have a couple of hours between now and the time you go to play, go take a look at Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah.
He does that on his second serve. Sometimes he uses it on his first serve where it hits and bounces high. You can pick that up in a couple of hours, and
American
then Jack
twist
will have
it.
No shot.
Absolutely. That's great advice.
Merrill, would you like American to sub in to and play win. For Joe today? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. my tennis days are beyond me, but that's why I play golf so often, and I love that too.
So, Merrill, you and I had a moment last night, and it was you, and it was me, and it became social media, because I put the photograph up of, it was your idea, you wanted me to see, you have, and what a cool item to have, Billie Jean King's tennis sneakers from one of the Wimbledons that she won.
Whoa, you have those?
Mm-hmm. He's got them right there in the living room. I took a photograph with him for good luck. And Merrill, I want you to know I appreciate that support last night, sir.
Sure, because many, many years ago, I was the telecaster for the Philadelphia Freedoms.
Oh.
So we traveled all over the place together, and occasionally I would hit with Billie Jean just to warm up in the morning.
Wow,
on the
that's so
ball.
Cool, Merrill. That's so cool.
That's a flex.
Wow. I'm not saying I could take a point from her, but I could rally with her. But the fact of the matter is, so See, she did give me those sneakers, and that is probably going to be the difference. That will give you that magic ingredient that will allow you to go out there and think and feel and act like a champion.
Well, I appreciate that, Merle. And I'll say this. Billie Jean, who was doubted by so many in her match against Bobby Riggs, and she overcame the doubt to win, so too will
Hammer
today. Because, Merle, right. Our poll last week, people are still saying Fritz is going to win this thing. So, all right.
No,
wasn't Billie Jean the younger competitor in that competition? Just for, you know, we're going to use that as an analogy.
All right, you know what? Better analogy. Jalen Hurts doubted around here. What did he do? He won.
Bang!
That's what you do.
He was doubted by you.
That is true. That is true. But I'm going to channel my inner Jalen Hurts today, Merle. I'm going to keep the main thing, and that's the goal.
Okay, that's good.
Merle, thanks, my man. It was just wonderful to be with you and Cindy last night. Thank you. Thanks for all you do for the Eagles, the Philadelphia sports scene. And we'll check in with you after the tennis thing. It's I'm looking forward to it today. Thanks, Merle.
I want to tell you, it is an honor, a privilege, and a thrill once again to be describing Eagles games to the greatest fans in the NFL.
That's awesome. Merrill, stay well. We'll talk to you soon. Merrill. Thanks, Merrill.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, the great Merrill Reese. Can we call it the eve? When it's a morning, is it the eve before the first game?
No.
Oh, yeah, it can be. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the tennis match.
No.
Yeah, no, it's the eve of the first preseason.
Even though it's not the evening?
I think so.
I don't know how that works. John, you're the wordsmith.
Well, Christmas Eve is Christmas Eve all day.
Yeah, it is, but exactly. John, is this the eve?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, your mom's the English teacher.
Yeah, the eve of the Eagles' first preseason game.
I love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Eagles and
makes me feel even.
Did you forget again who they're playing?
The Bengals. Now, Devin, do you get nervous sideline stuff?
So I am nervous for preseason just because, like, I don't know what to expect. You know, I came in and it was the end of the regular season and then all, you know, these massive playoff games that mattered. So I think I'm nervous for preseason just in that, like, what if it's, you know, a random, like, depth player who I haven't heard of, and I have to just make sure I'm on top of all the guys on the roster.
Do you know if you get more, probably not on radio, because Merrill's got to call the play-by-play, so TV, yeah. Obviously, they can throw to Spadaro, show a play, but Dave's doing those interviews for 2 minutes. John, remember Fletcher Cox was hilarious in those things all those years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can't really do that in radio because it's a different...
We might. I don't know if we'll do it tomorrow, but for later... for the other two preseason games.
All right, very good. Yeah. Well, Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call this season. Again, congrats to Devin. And for Merrill, it's close to year 50. Does anyone know? It's somewhere around there, right?
I don't know.
He's up there somewhere. All right, so we look forward to the Eagles season. By the way, some unbelievable audio from the afternoon show yesterday that we got to get to coming up shortly. And believe it or not, it is not tennis related.
Okay.
Whoa. But it's significant audio.
Mm. Wow.
Significant.
No idea what it could be.
Significant, James.
Jack related?
Yes.
But not tennis.
And related. It's you related, John.
Oh.
Me. Whoa. Related.
And it's me related.
Oh.
Huh.
All right.
Very confused right now.
We're going to get to that in just a moment. Let's go to the phones. Be there for tennis today if you can, especially if you have afternoon Phillies tickets. They play at 12:30 at the ballpark. We're going to be at 11:30 at FDR Park. So obviously, if you're coming to the game, the Phillies game, just hop on over to our tennis match. Leave a little early. Obviously, make time for you got to get there. You got to park the whole deal. But we're in FDR Park, which is right across the street. We would love to see as many people as possible. 215-592-9494. If you can't make it, it may be on YouTube live. We're not sure. It has to do with the technology in that space, which I'm told there's some tough issues they're trying to work around. May be able to work around, might be able to get it on YouTube. Won't know till really right before the match. But check it out at 11:30 to see if it's on YouTube, because obviously if it is, hopefully we entertain you. All right, to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Great, Dan.
Joe, how do you... I think I've been listening to you guys for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years, however long these guys have been on. How do you still have a groin issue considering you're the most stationary person I've ever met in my life?
Well,
he wasn't put together right.
Yes.
But he doesn't move. So
because he ran
to
first base.
I ran to first.
Once.
Dan, what the doctor, and we don't have all the answers yet. We're trying to figure it out.
Does he need a new doctor?
No, not at all.
Or does he need a new patient?
No, well, yeah, probably that. So it's possible. So it's so as it could be, but it could be stemming from the hip that I'm not, my hip is not in good alignment. And so it may be what leads to recurring issues.
Yeah, but how do you keep hurting your groin? You don't move, is what I'm saying.
Well,
no matter where it's
I did
from.
Run to first base because yeah, I did ground out moved. Three times.
He moved.
And the one play was a bang bang right there at first, but I was out.
It's the eighth wonder of the world. That's all. Well, good luck today. Hey, Devin, what finger did you pick for your ring? Did you get a ring?
I hope to get a ring if they win the Super Bowl again. How about that?
That's pretty
so
cool.
That would be a no on last season.
Definitive no there, yeah. Okay.
Well, it wasn't quite definitive. It was a non-answer.
No, but I think that was very clear.
You're trying to walk around that question.
Yes.
So you did not get a ring.
I did not.
All right.
That's funny. With the Phils, Kepler, I don't understand these people that say we have to be soft on these players or humans. Like, nobody's talking about his grandmother or his kids, which would be completely out of line, which would be agreed upon. But if you're not producing, if you're not playing, you should be criticized. You should be called out for it, especially coming from the guy that said he should be playing every day. So, like, if he's bold enough to say that he's confident enough that he should play every day, then he shouldn't be affected when somebody says you shouldn't play every day because you suck. You know, like, I don't understand these guys that come into this town. And I guess it is different here than most other towns. And John, you can attest to that because you played at other places. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think the Philly fans are wrong in the saying, if you're not producing, we don't really care how you feel about what you think you are.
So, Dan, I mostly agree with you for sure. But let me be clear. Using social media, Twitter, and our show as an example, we get criticized. I get criticized quite a bit.
I read them. They're funny.
Yeah. You probably write some of them. Is it fun? No. Now, I think I'm pretty good at swatting them away. And being 47 years old, I think, has helped me. But it's not fun to see that stuff.
Hold on.
There's a pro athlete gets criticized somewhere between 1,000 times to 100,000 times more than a talk show host. Like, I can't be booed. Maybe today I could be at tennis, but like, I can't be booed in front of 45,000 people. I'm never in front of 45,000. I can't experience that. So I will say, Dan, I can empathize that it must be very hard. Particularly, let's remember, some people are wired one way. Some people are wired a different way. Like, I'm fortunate. I think I can generally handle it. But a lot of people, man, they don't have that same experience or that same whatever, and it can really eat at them. And there is something to be said for that being an unfortunate part of society. Look, I'm still going to tell you, I look forward to when Kepler's off the team. I certainly don't want him to be a starter in the postseason, and I hope they can have an upgrade for the roster for October. It's my job to tell you that, and as a fan, even if I wasn't on the microphone, I would tell you that. But there is a human side that we should not forget.
Well, I think it's a little different between you, what you guys do, and a pro athlete. Like, their job is all about performance. I don't want Kepler off the team if he's playing well. You know what I mean?
Right,
that's
of course.
The sacrifice it is. If he's not playing well, then we don't need him here. It's nothing personal. It's that's what the game calls for, a better player. So to be upset, I mean, I see people rip you guys, and that's just unfortunate of their opinion. You don't have a performance as in they're paying you $10 million and you have to help Philadelphia win somehow. You know, I think it's a different metric on how you guys are measured and how they're measured.
But yeah, that's fair. All right, my man, give me an answer here for a great scene involving a female and comedy.
The hair gel scene from Something About Mary.
Big, huge, big. Dan, good call. All right, coming up next, as soon as we come back here, what happened on the afternoon show yesterday that has nothing to do with James, I know your interest has peaked.
I have no idea where this is going.
All right, it's significant WIP history. Okay?
Okay.
Wow, you're really pumping this up.
I'm telling you.
I am very intrigued.
I have no idea.
We're going to get to it next, and we got a lot of the tennis stuff, and we got the Phils. We're going to play more of the Kepler audio plus Spike around 8:35. We got to figure out whether the crowd can make noise during the points today. We'll have Spike on the way in on that as well. 215-592-9494 on a busy Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, along with Devin Seltzer and Rhea on 94 WIP.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar. A resort could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, dining, bars, pools, spa, gaming, clubs, and shows, it takes much more than the boardwalk. It takes a village. It takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stay. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit theborgata.com to learn more. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.